Dr. Nizir Ali, are Christians really under threat and why?
Well, yes, I think it seems to be endemic now in many societies, in the Middle East, in parts of Asia, in Africa. And there are different reasons. I mean, in Egypt, there was an Islamist government, and it was only the upsurge of a popular will that rejected religious extremism that has now created a situation where there may be an inclusive constitution. In Syria, it's the civil war. In Iraq, the Christian population has been halved in recent years. And of course, now we've heard just now about what has happened in Pakistan. So it's not just one-off things. There seems to be a pattern to this, repetition, and something now needs to be done on a worldwide scale, I think.
Now, we heard a clip there of the Archbishop of Canterbury calling the victims in Pakistan martyrs. Do you agree?
Well, yes. I mean, the definition of a martyr is someone who dies for their faith. These people were killed just after worship. And so in that sense, they were there, as it were, for their faith. So martyr seems to be the right thing.
Very strong words, though, in the ongoing climate of how martyrs is often used as a word. It's often used to excuse terrorism.
Well, no, it should. I mean, in the Christian tradition, you cannot be a martyr if you are using violence against other people. That's quite clear.
Were they targeted because of their faith?
Oh, absolutely. This was. There's been a pattern of attacks on churches throughout the region and indeed in Pakistan itself. This was, as the Archbishop was saying, the worst of them. But it is a pattern.
From your point of view and looking at the issue, and I know you're deeply involved in discussions on this, is the Pakistan government doing enough to protect the people who have the Christian faith as part of their life?
Well, I think that the problem of terrorism in general, of which this is only an instance, is now beyond the capacity of any civilian administration really to address effectively. I think the only institution that can deal with this situation in Pakistan is the army. And the army says it won't act until there is a national consensus. Now, I want to ask, what does this mean? Does this mean there are some significant political elements in Pakistan who want the terrorism to go on? I mean, if that is the case, that is very worrying indeed.